Aussies love the bush, but sometimes the bloody bush doesn't love us back. I'm John Harper, just a simple joker talking about why mental health is everybody's business and what to do if you think a mate is struggling.
This podcast is a Room 3 production. The language can be strong at times, and the references of suicide may upset some people. So consider who's within earshot when listening. Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature and is not an excuse for you not seeing your own GP or medical professional. We've got plenty of links on the Mate Helping Mate website of trusted service providers across the country. Head to matehelpingmate.org.au.
G'day, mates. As you'll hear, this is pretty bloody rough. But our goal is to be ready to deal with mental health and well-being issues. And after all of that swimming, it's great to have the opportunity to talk to you buggers again. John Harper from Stock and Bingle, God's Own Country. I hope you've prepared yourself for a bloody good podcast, because today's episode is about preparedness. I'm going to apologise in advance. These episodes are rough but ready. These recordings are focused on preparedness and resilience. These are the political correct terms that are getting bandied around. And the fact is, you can't have one without the other. Today, we're going to separate it slightly. Preparedness. That may or may not be boring for you, but what I'd like to really point out, and I'm really confident and passionate about this, is that all of you jokers know what preparedness is. Believe it or not, you all practice it in everyday life. You know, I go out and it pissed down rain yesterday, all day yesterday. I'm already prepared. I heard on the weather that's what happened, and I've got me bloody gumboots out. Boom. Preparedness. From good old Google, preparedness is the state of being ready for something to happen, especially for war or disaster. That's an official type of definition. Preparedness for me is gird thy loins. Eh? And most of you jokers won't know what the hell I'm talking about. But somewhere in my schooling, I heard it. It was probably in a play or something. It was about these jokers hitching up their strides, preparing themselves to go into battle. That's what preparedness in regards to mental health and well-being is to me. Gird thy loins. Get ready. You know shit's going to happen. How are we going to deal with it? You know, for us in rural life, this war, this disaster in the official definition can be things that are within our control. So that's dealing with financial stuff. What are we going to actually farm? You know, how are we going to make our income? But a lot of it is outside of our control. Things like what the weather throws at us. Drought, flood, fires, you know, all that kind of shit. But then, to top that off, we got other things that we can't control. What am I talking about there? Bloody politicians, of course, eh? You'd have to know they'd stick their bibs into our life. But decisions that people make from over the range, east of us, impact on us fellas. How are you going to deal with that? That's a fact of life. We've just got to go with it at times. So, what is preparedness? Is being prepared to tuck yourself in and go through the shit. Why is preparedness in mental health and well-being important? For me, it stands out like dog's balls, eh? It's important to build and maintain our well-being, our mental well-being, as well as our physical well-being. We need to be in a place where we can anticipate and know how to take the knocks and to get back up, you know? What are you going to do if you're going to get bogged? You know, if you're going to get bogged, you have in place some ideas of how you're going to get around it. That's what we're saying. One of the reasons preparedness is important. With mental health, if you think you're going to struggle or you're going to get anxious applying for a new job, what kind of things are you going to put in place so that it doesn't bring you right down, so that you get so scared shitless you don't even go to the interview? And the other thing with preparedness is it is the absolute foundation of resilience, so that if you want to be able to have this ability to get back up when you get knocked down. If you want to be able to bounce back up when you've been knocked down, then you need to be prepared. You have to have some idea of what's going to come and get you and how hard it's going to bite. And how do we stop that? So we're walking down the street and we hear some growling and some barking. And there's a big black dog, okay, depression, sitting in front of this house, eh? So what do? We immediately start preparing because we think if we just keep walking, if we do nothing, we're going to get bit. So then we start looking. We become aware of all the things around us. Is there a fence between us and the dog? You know, can we cross over the other side of the road? Is there less risk of getting bit? The dog's going to run over, get us. Is the owner about? You know, is there a stick or a ball on the ground? Do we throw it? So we start thinking about all different ways of dealing with this bit of shit that's randomly come up in our little walk. That's why preparedness is important, so that this random bit of shit that floats up in our life doesn't bite us on the ass. That's a piss poor example. One of the best ones why preparedness is important is, do you want to get caught with your pants down? Eh? If you're a joker and you're going out the town, how do you prepare? You don't just pull on your strides and go. You put a belt on, don't you?
You prepare yourself.
You know, I keep acknowledging that this is a little bit rough, but I have done some preparation. And in going through all the theory and shit like that, a simple joker like me have come down to four basic steps I believe are very important when you are preparing for adversity or challenges in your life, especially with mental health and well-being. And the first one is to have a look or reflect on your well-being. Is it good? Is it bad? And what are the risks to that well-being? The second step is to develop a plan of action, okay? What do you think you might do in regards to a challenge? So if we reflect back on the story of the black dog, we're walking down the street, we hear this growling, whatever else, there's a black dog in front of us on a property and we're pretty sure we're going to get bit if we just go along and pretend that nothing's going to happen. What kind of actions do we start considering? We have to have a plan of action of how we're going to get to a better place without getting bit on the ass. Execute and manage the appropriate plan or strategy. So once we come up with an idea of how we're going to get around that black dog, then put it in place. Do we turn around and go down another block and go along? So do we avoid the whole street? It might mean going a long distance, whatever else. Or do we think about it, pick up a stick and throw it, the dog will chase the stick and we walk past quickly, whatever. But you've actually got to do it. You can't stand there forever. And the fourth step is review and reflect on what you've done, okay? If you've executed a plan, did you get bit on the ass by that black dog? You know, if you did, then maybe you don't use that plan again. You've got to develop a new one. But if your plan worked, hooray. Hey, great. Go and have a beer, I'd say. Hopefully you've got in mind the four steps you need to take. Is determine your well-being, develop a plan, bloody execute it, which is easier said than done, and then look at whether it was a success or not. In very simple terms, for those to be fulfilled successful and for you to be prepared, you need to be open. In mental health, they talk about this all the time, particularly with men, that men need to be open to be able to express their emotions, to talk about what they feel. For me, it's along those lines. So the best example for me that illustrates that you need to be open to accepting the empathy or the care, the wisdom of other people. And that may come from the other people's lived experience. I got a mate. He's telling me this story yesterday. He was up around Yay in the hills. He drives up the paddock, gets bogged. He didn't realise he was going to get bogged, whatever. Shit happened. He got bogged. He He had a couple of choices then he had to do. So he had to determine his well-being and the likelihood of getting out of it. This joker decided he ain't going to get out of it. He had two choices. Okay, he could go down, get his own tractor and try and pull himself out. But he, you know, after the fact, he deemed that that was probably unlikely. The best option for this fella was to open himself up and ask for help. So he rings his old mate Jack, a neighbour. He's an old fella. He's lived there for years, so he knows all the ins and outs of getting bogged in the hills. And he brings over his bit of gear, snatch strap, out they come. Great. All of this kind of highlights the fact that at the base of actioning any of your preparedness, you need to be open. You need to be open to the help of others. So in this case, the help of Jack is not to be embarrassed or, you know, let the stigma of being a newbie in town say, look, I'm not going to ask for help. They'll all think I'm a townie and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Bullshit. You've got to rise above that for the well-being of everybody. Because you see, it wasn't just our mate DJ getting bogged. Okay, that was bad enough, but him getting bogged then impacts on other people that he cares about and loves. And often this is what we find in the picture, that often it's not just you. So you have to be open to what your mates, what your partner's telling you, what they're going through. And to be able to be that open, you have to be prepared. You have to understand where you're going to go if they present you with a problem or a challenge. You know, I don't know. It's just so difficult to talk about it because us blokes in particular are doing people. You know, actions speak louder than words. And this is probably the most frustrating thing of mental health stuff is that the first action you need to put in place with mental health and well-being is to talk shit. And actions speak louder than words. I believe the best knowledge and information comes from your own lived experience or from lived experience of people you trust or you care about. And it just so happens that they often tick the boxes in regards to the theory that's listed. And the reason why that is that if you think about it, all of those theories, all the information you get from Black Dog, Beyond Blue, all the little lists or strategies you get from the counsellors, where do they come from? They come from you buggers. They come from your stories, whatever, the strategies. And I suppose that is probably one of the main emphasis we put on the Mate Helping Mate episodes is for you people to understand the knowledge, the strategies, even the ability to deal with mental health and well-being issues. Is while they're very important, the experts, the qualified people, do not underestimate your own resilience, your own ability, and even your preparedness, if we're going to use proper terms, in dealing with this stuff. There's more wisdom and knowledge in you people and in your communities and families than we are consciously aware of. To simply rehash what we've gone through today, preparedness is about having strategies, plan of actions that are designed to get you into a better place if you're struck with a challenge. Probably the most important thing in developing all of these options or the options to get to a better place is to be open, which is way easier to say than to be. And to be open is in all different sorts of areas. One is be open with yourself for a start. You know, recognize what type of person are you? Are you a perfectionist? You know, do you like a grog? Whatever else. Acknowledge and be open with what you see are your strengths and your weaknesses. It's important to be open with other people, that if you're struggling, you need to let people know what's going on. And by the same token, be open to tell other people that you are prepared to help them. In all of this, don't just stop after one episode and it's turned out good for you. Mental health, being prepared, is a cyclic procedure or sequence stuff, okay? And the best example I can say to you that if you do not continue to be open, you do not continue to look at options to what your state of well-being is, it's like riding a bike. If you stop, you fall over. You have to keep moving. So I bloody insist that you buggers keep pedaling, keep preparing yourself for challenges in your life and looking at the options. Girt thy loins, eh? We go right back to the start. Girt your bloody loins as bloody, oh God, some damn politician said life wasn't meant to be easy. We all know that. We all know we're going to get challenges in life. So girt thy loins, hitch your pants up. Let's get going. Be prepared. Thanks for listening to me today. If you have any serious issues, please seriously consider contacting Lifeline 13 11 14 anytime. They're prepared to answer your call. Also understand that we have resources on our website, on the matehelpingmate.org.au website. Hopefully you're well aware that I'm not the font of all information. There's other sources, Beyond Blue, Black Dog, Men's Healthline, plenty of stuff out there. Go online, have a look about. And in particular, if anything resonates with what we've talked about today, please share the podcast with your mates. Thank you.
In finishing, a reminder that this podcast features general information only, and we recommend that you get independent advice from a qualified professional. Mate Helping Mate has plenty of links on our website with a number of great service providers across the country. Head to matehelpingmate.org.au. This podcast was a Room 3 production. Other episodes of this podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts by searching for Mate Helping Mate and hitting subscribe. If you like what you've heard, make sure you leave a rating to make it easier for others to find us. Better yet, share it with your friends and family to start a conversation about mental health in the bush. This podcast was produced by Aaron Johnson and AJ Clifford for Room 3, a production company that works with not-for-profits and social enterprise across Australia. A massive thanks to John Harper, who over the years has travelled this country tirelessly working to improve mental health in rural and remote Australia. And of course, his offsider Michelle, for her continued support for John and his work, and her hospitality for our crew and guests at the farm during recording. Recorded and edited by AJ Clifford, original music by Southwark Sounds and stock by Soundstripe. Thank you for listening, hoping you can move forward, and we hope that this makes a difference.